And then kind of the other issue in terms of racism that has been trending is, of course, the again, a Cape Town issue. Is Cape Town the most racist of provinces? Is a perennial question that also comes up. Why do these things come to light here? I am a Cape Townian. It makes me a touch embarrassed. Was, of course, the issue that happened in the Obs Cafe in Observatory, where Roads Must Fall activists embarrassed and shamed a white waitress who cried and who was then basically, after a 50 rand tip, a crowdsourcing event, managed to get her around 100,000 rand, which, in my opinion, if she had been in any way conscious of the circumstances surrounding the event that happened, that was once again them writing on the tip slip, saying that we'll give you a tip when you give us our land. That resulted in her breaking down in tears. It resulted in an MEC, who was a black MEC, coming to give her 50 rand. And that snowballed into over 100,000 rand. She got herself drunk and has been partying for the last while, even though her mother has got cancer. Her mother has been involved in posting racist things on Facebook as well, by the way. If she was in any way conscious of what surrounded the events of which her name was attached, she would have, I believe, donated that money to some sort of a worthy cause, some sort of a land issue cause, so buying a house for dispossessed people. But I, again, feel relatively embarrassed that she felt she deserved that money that was raised for her. For what reason, I'm not entirely sure. She felt as if she deserved that money. And she has taken that money, and she has decided that she will buy herself a house. Or at least put down a deposit on a house, with over 100,000 rand, a deposit on a house. I feel slightly embarrassed. I believe that story could have ended sensibly. It could have ended with a lovely full circle created. If that young woman, she's in her early 20s, she's a white woman, I grant you, in her early 20s perhaps doesn't feel like she has an attachment to apartheid, but if she had spent that money wisely. We are not individuals in this country. What happens to the youngsters today does reflect the past. I fully believe it. I don't think that any 18, 19, 20, 20-year-old, 25-year-old can say, I have nothing to do with apartheid, therefore you can't blame me. So that is all I have to say about that, really. Matt in Rudaput, you're talking about I don't have all the facts. What are we talking about, Matt? Hi.
Hi. So the issue that I have is that you have claimed that this young lady has gone out and gotten drunk.
Yes.
As far as we can tell from her social media evidence, that this has not happened.
Well,
her mother may be a racist lady, but that all emerged post-campaign.
In the what campaign? Sorry, I missed that.
So the Roads Must Fall tip campaign.
Uh-huh.
It emerged off the campaign and the money had been transferred that this young lady's mother had posted racist statements on Facebook, right?
Right.
That was off the transfer, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. Not arguing that.
And yet you're claiming on national radio that she has gone out and got drunk. I have her as a friend on Facebook. I have not seen any evidence.
Well, I know the fact that we tried to get her on air, and unfortunately she was unable to come on air because she was suffering from a hangover.
And it's illegal to have a hangover?
It's absolutely not.
And you know that money was taken in that circumstance?
The money was what?
You know that money was utilized for that exact thing you drink?
No, that's not what I said at all. That is not what I said. No, I said the money she is using to put down a deposit on a house. That's what I said.
Right. That's her money. It's her money. And yet,
does she deserve that money, Matt?
I'm the caller. I'm talking. Sorry.
Okay,
I'm
Matthew, do sorry. Apologize, but this is about a conversation. It isn't about a lecture. If you'd like to converse with me, happy to do that. If you'd like to rant at me and imagine what you heard, then that's another thing completely.
I'm not imagining what I heard.
So let me repeat what I said.
A radio host say that
that she had been drunk, that her mother had been a racist, and that she's spending the money on a deposit on a house. Would you like me to replay what I said, Matthew? Would you like me to send it to you? Well, then why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you do me a favor and leave your email address with my producer, and we will cut my introduction, and we will send it to you. And then I would like you to email me back an apology, please.
If required, I will do so.
What does "if required" mean?
I would like.
If indeed I said that she has been drunk, that her mother is a racist, and that she has spent her money on a deposit on a house.
Oh, straw man.
Hmm?
What you said was that this young lady has received money, has utilized that money to be drunk.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. That's not what I said at all.
And then has purchased a house. Which we do know. Okay, so to that part I will agree with.
So, no, I didn't say that, unfortunately, Matthew. So is that the only thing you're taking issue with, that she got drunk? The fact that I have an email saying that she's unable to come on air because she's been too hungover to talk?
But you're utilizing the fact that the same fund are...
No, I used three facts. I used three facts. I said that she has been drunk, that her mother is a racist, or has posted racist things on her Facebook. I didn't mean to say her mother was racist.
You're shipping the argument. The argument is that you stated that she utilized the fund stated...
You see, I did not. I'm sorry that you...
The white fund...
I'm sorry you got offended about that. I did not say that. So let's agree...
That is absolutely the picture that you painted.
Well, let's ask somebody else if I painted that picture. Because I don't believe I did. And if I did paint that picture, that wasn't what my intention, because that's not what I said. I said the money that was given to her, the 100,000 grand, was used...
It's not your intention, but it's what you said.
All right, but it's not what I said, Matthew. So we will give me your email, or give my producer your email, and we will clip that for you, and then I will send it straight to you as soon as we can, and then you will apologize to me.
And if I'll email you a formal apology.
Fantastic. Look forward to it. That's Matt in Riddleport. Again, I would like to restate, in case anybody misheard me, I did not say that she had spent her money on alcohol. Besides which, I don't think that's nearly as bad as spending your money on a house on some level. What I did say was that the girl has been unavailable to comment. She has been drunk. Her mother has been a racist. And she's spending the money on buying herself, putting a deposit down at least, on a house to be near her mother. All of which are absolutely her right things to do. Her rights, at least. I do not think those are the right things to do. At all. To be honest. I've said that if she had any sense of the furore that was being created over the fact of what had happened regarding the Roads Must Fall issue and the tip and the money that was raised, she would have spent that money much more wisely. The alcohol has nothing to do with it. Anybody can go out and get drunk. If I suddenly came into 100,000 rand that I didn't deserve through a lottery, through being a young girl who cries, which I have issues with anyway as a feminist, I would also have gone out and got drunk, although that would not be my choice.